Katie wanted to relive Katie at 9 before her mother left, and I could appreciate that. But we only had one console at the time, and I really didn't want to go there. It was coming up on the holidays, absolutely grim outside, 9:30 at night on a school night. And she'd have to be up at 6 to catch the bus in the dark. She'd already missed too much school, staying home on any pretext, and reliving the whole time I was at work. So there really were no limits. And who was being a bad father here? A single father unable to discipline his 15-year-old daughter, let alone inculcate a work ethic in her? Me. I was. And I felt bad about it. I wanted to put my foot down and at the same time give her something, make a concession, a peace offering. But even more, I wanted the box myself. Wanted it so boldly it was showing in my face, I'm sure. And she needed to get ready for school, needed sleep, needed to stop reliving and worry about the now and the future. "Why don't you wait till the weekend?" I said. She was wearing those tights all the girls wear like painted-on skin, standing in the doorway to the living room, perching on one foot the way she did when she was doing her dance exercises. Her face belonged to her mother, my ex, Christine, who hadn't been there for her for 6 years and counting. "I want to relive now," she said, diminishing her voice to the shaky, hesitant plaint that was calculated to make me melt and give in to whatever she wanted. But it wasn't going to work this time. No way. She was going to bed, and I was going back to a rainy February night in 1982, a sold-out show at the Roxy, a band I loved then, and the girl I was mad crazy for before she broke my heart and Christine came along to break it all over again. "Why don't you go up and text your friends or something?" I said. "I don't want to text my friends. I want to be with my mom." This was a plaint, too, and it cut even deeper. She was deprived. That was the theme here. And the whole thing, as any impartial observer could see in a heartbeat, verged on child abuse. "I know, honey, I know, but it's not healthy. You're spending too much time there." "You're just selfish, that's all," she said. And here was the shift to a new tone, the tone of animus and opposition, the subtext being that I never thought of anybody but myself. "You want to what? Relive when you were like my age or something? Let me guess. You're going to go back and relive yourself doing homework, right? As an example for your daughter?" The room was a mess. The next day was the day the maid came, so I was standing amidst the debris of the past week. A healthy percentage of it, abandoned sweat socks, energy drink cans, various crumpled foil pouches that had once contained biscotti, popcorn, or salami bites, generated by the child standing there before me. "I don't like your sarcasm," I said. Her face was pinched so that her lips were reduced to the smallest little O-ring of disgust. "What do you like?" "A clean house. A little peace and quiet. Some privacy, for Christ's sake. Is that too much to ask?" "I want to be with Mom. Go text your friends." "I don't have any friends." "Make some." And this, thrown over her shoulder preparatory to the furious pounding retreat up the stairs and the slamming of her bedroom door. "You're a pig!" And my response, which had become ritualized ever since I'd sprung for the $5,000 second-generation Halcom X1520 relive box with the in-flesh retinal projection stream and altered forever the dynamic between me and my only child. I know. Most people, when they got their first relive box, went straight for sex, which was only natural. In fact, it was a selling point in the TV ads, which featured shimmering adolescents walking hand-in-hand along a generic strip of beach, or leaning in for a tender kiss over the ball return at the bowling alley. Who wouldn't want to go back there? Who wouldn't want to relive innocence, the nascent stirrings of love and desire, or the first time you removed her clothes and she removed yours? What of girlfriends, or boyfriends as the case may be? Wives, ex-wives, one-night stands, the casual encounter that got you halfway there and flitted out of reach on the wings of an unfulfilled promise. I was no different. The sex part of it obsessed me through those first couple of months, and if I drifted into work each morning feeling drained, and not just figuratively, I knew it was a problem, and that it was adversely affecting my job performance, and even, if I didn't cut back, threatening my job itself. Still, to relive Christine when we first met, to relive her in bed, in candlelight, clinging fast to me and whispering my name over and over in the throes of her passion, was too great a temptation.